Hello, Reverend Steve here. Welcome to day 3 of Holy Week. The passage today is John 13, 21 to 32. After he had said this, Jesus was troubled in spirit and testified, "I tell you the truth, one of you is going to betray me." His disciples stared at one another, at a loss to know which of them he meant. One of them, the disciple whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. Simon Peter motioned to this disciple and said, "Ask him which one he means." Leaning back against Jesus, he asked him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I will give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish." Then, dipping the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, son of Simon. As soon as Judas took the bread, Satan entered into him. "What you are about to do, do quickly," Jesus told him. But no one at the meal understood why Jesus said this to him. Since Judas had charge of the money, some thought Jesus was telling him to buy what was needed for the feast, or to give something to the poor. As soon as Judas had taken the bread, he went out, and it was night. It's a troubling passage, isn't it? It is troubling, and we see again that Jesus is troubled. Not before, kind of anxious, this time maybe just low, or with a sense of foreboding and peril. You know, he goes through the full gamut of issues with his mental health, I think. He knows that he's going to be betrayed. It's quite funny, isn't it, when the apostles don't quite understand him and they nudge probably John and say, go and find out who it is. There's a real sense of the Bible being so real every time you read it. It just reads like it happened. Jesus gives the bread to Judas. And Judas is a very complicated case, I think. I mean, when you read this, you can't help but have sympathy for him, I think. I mean, someone had to do it. Someone. It's a very, very terrible calling, this to betray his friend, betray the best man who ever lived. It's a very, very human moment. And each time I read it, I feel for Judas. Jesus says this. He says, "Do it quickly. Do it quickly." As soon as Judas had the bread, he went out, and it was night. There's such an economy of words here, so beautifully drawn. Do it quickly. And then, and it was night. It was certainly night for Judas, the long night of the soul for him, maybe sorrow for him, sorrow, knowing, wondering, wrestling with what to do. And we get the very real psychology of Jesus, who doesn't come across as a construct or a mouthpiece. You know, he is real when you read the Bible. He is real and we know it, and he lived. Friends, it's terrible when we are betrayed by people, especially those we love. Most of us have had that in one form or another. And yet we too are all capable of hurting those we love. The tables can turn so quickly. It's the great paradox almost that those we love most are those that we can hurt the most. I don't know what to do with Judas other than to say I feel a great deal of compassion for him. He's an odd kind of hero with a grim task. Do it quickly, Jesus says. Do it quickly. Like the old surgeons on the battlefield who had to say remove the leg of someone. They took looks up to the surgeon and says, "Look, do it. Do it quickly." That's what Judas does. And I think we need to think really here. And I do very much about him and my compassion for him, and thinking, you know, it could be any of us that do that, other than the grace of God, which helps us to turn away from such things. Amen. So, dear friends, my prayer this evening. Father, thank you for this very, very deep passage of the gospel. Father, we thank you that we have got faithful friends. And we know that each of us have sometimes let people down or been let down by others. And so we pray, Lord, that you would heal the wounds of suffering that comes from that. Father, I pray for anyone who feels let down by the church or any other institution, Lord. Please let us bring healing and forgiveness. Father, thank you that Jesus is so human and that we can empathize and he can empathize with us. Dear Father, in this Holy Week, we thank you for this reading and we ask you to travel with us, to keep us safe, and to help us to be the kinds of friends that don't betray others, especially those that we love. Amen.